Brought to you by Zencastr. Zencastr is the number one tool for all podcasters. You can record high fidelity audio between remote locations and get studio quality sound. Go to Zencastr.com and use coupon code ThatEntertains for 20% off for 3 months or 20% off an annual plan.
Hey there, ranters. It's Kev, producer of this fine, fine podcast. And before we start this week's edition of The Ladies Who Rant, I just want to take a quick minute to say congratulations and happy 10th episode anniversary to me and Andrea. 10 episodes in podcasting is huge. There's crazy stats out there. Every podcast that starts, only about half of them, if that, make it to 10 episodes. And out of those podcasts, about only another half of those make it to episode 50. So making it to 10 episodes is extraordinary. So congratulations to our ladies who rant, me and Andrea. I know you guys are going to make it 10 more. I know you guys are going to make it to 25. I know you guys are going to make it to episode 50. And I cannot wait to watch your journey as podcasters. And I'm so happy that you've included me on it. So now, without further ado, let's get to this epic 10th episode.
This is a That's Entertainment Podcast.
I'd like to propose a toast. Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Respect to the ladies who lunch, but it's 2018. Time's up. It's time for the ladies who rant.
Here's to the ladies who rant.
That was chicken, because we both were not going to stop.
Like, who's going to stop
chicken,
first?
Chicken, music chickens.
Who's going to stop first?
All right, guys, well, I'm just going to say welcome to our 10th episode.
That's crazy.
It's a crazy beat.
No, I was saying, I have to warm up my voice because I actually signed up for an audition.
You
and
did?
I had to like, be like,
it's beautiful.
So I have to. Oh shit. Right. She's about to open up a champagne bottle.
Corbel California Champagne. Not really, because it's not from Champagne.
Not as fancy as Andre's, but
extra dry. You know, Andre's nice and all, but Corbel's from Sonoma, so I
enjoy a $48 bottle of champagne myself. But
ready?
Oh shit!
Pop it like a top.
Okay, do it.
Woo! Did you get that? That sounded really good. What the hell's outside?
A bird.
Okay.
Not a bird, an actual bird, but a bird, a scooter, probably.
All those damn things. One of those days in our future.
I'm not riding
old days. I'm never getting on one of those things either. No. We're going to look back on this day and be like, those birds were so annoying.
Those got in the way. I say that today. We are enjoying some bread.
Yes,
lovely bread.
Some bread
and cheese.
This 80 degree weather at night.
Bread and cheese.
That gets the sound of this. Can you hear that? The bubble fizzing?
Trickle, trickle, bubble, bubble. Trickle, trickle, trickle.
Trickle, trickle, trickle. Little stack. A really big wine glass that we bought that it looks like I poured nothing into it.
It is not
so big.
Champagne.
Well, these are.
I did not say clink my glass. I said give
me the wine. Well, these are the wine glasses I got for our podcast together, but they actually hold a full wine glass.
Don't
let it fall. It can actually hold a whole wine bottle. Mm-hmm. Which is the joke of the master, but it actually comes into use for our podcast, so, you know.
I'm gonna put this in the fridge. You tell the children what's happening.
Oh, children, gather around.
Gather around.
Okay, we'll get to her.
Gather around, children.
I smell and taste apple, citrus, melon.
You smell store-bought champagne.
It's yummy.
I watched Sideways the other day, and I was just kind of like, this is all bullshit.
You know what's better is Bottle Shock. From Sonoma.
You're
whatever.
Obsessed.
No, Sideways is really... It's what?
If you're obsessed with the Wilson brothers, then that's your...
Wilson brothers?
Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson.
Okay, they're not in that movie.
Wait, what am I thinking about?
Bottle Shock is the other film, basically, like Sideways, but not...
Is that the one with Alan Rickman?
Alan Rickman, holy Bill Pullman!
Shit!
Who
oh my God, I didn't even...
When I met him on set, I didn't know who... Like, I know who he is, but I didn't register that that was who was
What am I thinking?
There.
Bottle Rocket.
That's a different film.
Bottle Rocket is the other
That's
film.
That's enough!
And my iridescent candle thing is not turned to the pink, so I had to turn it.
Oh, boy. Okay, so we have a new finding that if you go to our Instagram social media page, you'll see that Andrea Nene has a new hobby or collection. That's a beautiful collection, yes, it's all iridescent. She has, what do you have? You have a candle.
I'm an iridescent, not an iridescent.
Kevin, can we cue some bad music there for that one? Thanks.
You have some great music, because that was fucking great. Screw all y'all. I'm a genius.
Anyways, what do you have? You have a candle. You have a $50
hair dryer. Because my hair dryer broke because I dropped it. That's and hilarious. I love my hair dryer because it was like this hot pink thing. And so I go to Target and I'm like, I'm just going to buy another one. And then I see this beautiful hair dryer.
At Target you found it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, should I spend $50 on a hair dryer?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I will.
And it's beautiful. I just never thought they had
it
there.
And I have a wine key. And I have an angel.
And you have a knife. I'm sorry, go back to that one. You have a knife.
A knife. I have a knife.
Timberwolf knife. Hey. No props to you,
hey,
lady.
The Second Amendment says I can have a knife,
I will not hear.
Oh, if I do, I will get an iridescent motherfucker gun.
I'm sure they're out there. If they can have pink guns, they have iridescent.
And when y'all Nazis roam the streets, Jesus. I won't do anything bad. But I'll protect myself with an iridescent gun. Is all I'm saying.
And you have that right.
They'll be
to
like,
do so.
Oh my God, I'm so scared, but that gun is so pretty. Such a pretty gun. I'm like, thank you. It's so pretty.
So, folks, if you find anything out there, please send us more photos of things that she can get something of, because I'm curious as how many collections of
items
you can
see. Pardon me while I eat the rest of the inside of this bread.
So, I bought cheese, goat cheese, and a beautiful French bread, freshly baked, and I come out to where our cheese is, and it's like a bread bowl has been made for clam chowder from San Francisco. But I liked how I didn't notice until I went to go get some bread. And I'm like, there's no bread inside this bun anymore. It's hollowed out by a little mouse named Nene.
I just want the inside.
Fair enough, but...
Same thing when I eat sandwiches. Cut off the crust.
You're weird.
I don't want none of that.
Hey, I don't judge, but
much like our society. No,
I like how I just got a notification from CNN YouTube says, LeBron James explains why he called Trump a bum, quote unquote.
Well, because he's a fucking bum and he's a piece of shit, and anyone who doesn't agree with that is stupid and we hate them. So, to be clear.
To be quite clear. Oh, boy.
Well, shall we continue with the notebook? What do you want?
That's always a thing.
What do you want?
And I love it. Well, first of all, cheers to having 10 episodes.
10th episode. What do you want?
What do you want? I want 20. And I will buy Vuv. For us, when we hit 100.
By what?
Vuv.
What the fuck is Vuv?
Champagne. Vuv.
What's Vuv?
You've never had Vuv?
That was very judgy,
that
question.
I'm, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
You've
to
never
go.
Heard of blah, blah, blah? What? You've never heard of blah, blah, blah? How dare you?
First of all,
everyone,
it is dessert wine.
Do you know Beyonce bathes in blah, blah, blah?
Vuv.
She bathes in it.
That bitch probably does. Good
that
for her.
And virgin blood.
Good
she
for
bathes.
Her. Oh, what, Outlander now? Yeah, I know she that bathes. Scene.
Real quick. Uh-huh. Sam Heughan is starting to do Instagram stories.
That was really fast that you got there.
It needs to get there.
It
is the joy
there.
Of my life watching him on a live feed and Instagram stories.
It's like you're this close.
I'm like this close to him. I'm like literally like we're like how close the photo is to me right now. This is how close I am to Sam Heughan. We are so close.
All I want to see is you meet him someday, not knowing you're going to meet him.
But okay, here, you know me.
No, but like in a fun environment, not a work environment.
No, you even in a not work environment, you know me. The second he comes into my presence, internally I'll be like, ah! But externally I'll be like, hey,
so nice to meet you. You're so good on the show. What's that called again?
I really, really enjoy the show so much. And he'll be like, oh, there's a twinkle in her eye. Maybe I should get to know her a little bit better. Maybe I should call her. And then we'll go like for a casual, just like getting coffee, talking about things. Mm. And then we'll end up on the same show together and we'll be in the same trailer. It'll be like a thing on the set, like Andrea and Sam are together all the time. I have not thought about this.
Clearly.
I want to make it very clear to everyone listening. I have not thought about
it. I'm just going
to
go to my notebook and check this off the list now. Done.
Andrea wanted to talk about
Sam Hugan. We have so many things on the list. And the first thing that pops up is this.
Quite frankly,
I love it.
I know everything else going on in the country right now. Probably, I don't care. Sam Hugan.
It's okay. We need some fun.
Is making the rounds on Kelly and whoever the fuck Kelly's with
Kelly
right
Ruby
now.
Kelly used to be, but now it's
Kelly. Is it Ryan Seacrest?
It's Ryan Seacrest.
Holy fuck. When did that happen? How do we go to Regis Philbin to...
It's been a while, actually. I just never watch it. Because I don't care.
Hoda is not pleased. And then... I just want him to go on The View. So he can say, hey, Meghan McCain, I hate you. She's growing on me. She's getting a little better.
I watched that the other day with my friend Matt.
And did you hate Meghan?
We were talking about it.
Because I hate her so much.
And it was, I mean, he was funny about it as well. He needs to come on the show soon. But, like, we were just dumbfounded of just things she was saying. Because
she's so stupid.
I just don't have any words to express exactly that. But yes.
I'm going to put my hair in cornrows. I'm a white chick. I'm going to be with my hair in cornrows. Nut. I'm just saying. That was the knife.
Did we click?
Click, click three times.
Okay, click your heels three times. There we go. Thank you.
Go to your notebook.
I am in my notebook. You go your iPad notebook.
Okay. Well, fine. It's the Andrea show then. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I'll do it.
It always is Andrea's show.
Oh, look. It's a hateful letter I wrote to the people that betrayed me. Should I read it online? Okay, maybe not.
Which ones? Because there's a couple now.
We'll talk
about that later, okay? That's a
this
different...
is all my angry things I want to say.
Well, good for you.
But here's what I do.
I need more bread. Don't touch my bread.
I'm not touching it.
There's a big
bowl. Anyone who has a situation in their life that they're dealing with.
Yes,
and you
fair
want
enough.
To say things to people.
Yes.
Don't say it to them.
Yes. Unless they really deserve it, though.
Put it on your iPhone note app. And just write it down. No, don't send it.
No, don't send it.
Just write it down. Just write it down.
All right.
And never send it. And go along your merry life. And just be calm and peaceful.
And civil.
And no, that's different. The people that betrayed me are not tearing away the fabrics of democracy.
Okay.
So it's different.
Got it.
I had this whole thing. Did I talk about this last week?
I don't know. Let's talk about it again.
But we're talking about it again because it feels like we need to talk about it. I had a whole conversation with my friend at work who was like, you know, when they go low, we go high. And I just said,
oh, yeah.
That doesn't work with Nazis.
True.
It doesn't. Because if you go high, the expectation is that they're going to be like, oh, look how great and wise you are. And look how... I was being a racist bigot, and then you were just like, I'm going to be above that. And I was like, oh my God, you're so great. I should be like you. That's not what happens. No. What happens is person A is like, I'm a racist bigot. Person B is like, I'm better than you. Person A is like, fuck you. I'm going to continue being a racist bigot, and I'm going to take you down because you didn't confront me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And stop me in my path of being a racist bigot. So... Sorry, I just had the arm chop.
I like the arm chopping, arm like chopping. They're going right now.
Me like a video chopping the Nazis.
Okay.
Chopping.
Okay.
Chop the Nazis.
It's very Indiana Jones of you.
Chopping the Nazis.
Wow.
Chop the Nazis.
Come here. Hack away.
Chop them.
You wax on, wax off. Chop, chop.
Continue eating the inside.
We're going to take a photo of this shit. There's bread.
but it's hollowed out like French bread roll. Think of a French bread roll. And there's nothing inside because Andrea has eaten all of the bread inside.
It's called eating.
The soft part. Shut up. Don't make fun of me. That's mean. You're so mean. As you enjoyed the bread.
No. It's delicious.
Isn't it really good? It's fresh.
It's delicious.
Bread. It's like real French bread. From France.
Where we at?
Well, not at the beginning, because you jumped all the way at the end.
You knew even that.
Okay. Well, this is stuff from last week. What's wrong with socialism? You want to talk about that?
Socialism is not a bad thing.
Okay.
Socialism is not communism. Here's the thing. That chickapoo, I don't know her name. What's Ooh. Her name? The one from New York. Cortez.
Oh, Cortez, yeah.
She's like, hey, I want people not to die from poverty. Hey, I want people to have healthcare. Hey, rich people should, like, pay their taxes.
It does make sense. I'm sorry, but
here's
if what, I was rich, then I would pay my taxes richly because
no,
I can.
No, you wouldn't because Why? You could get away with not paying your taxes. So if...
Maybe what, I already
if
do that
person,
already.
Okay, I love this. My person A, person B situation.
Yes.
Person A makes $100 and they pay 7% in taxes. That means they pay $7.
Yeah.
Person
Math time.
B makes $1,000 and they pay 7%. So that's not $7, that's $700.
Right.
And that's the same amount. Because that person, like...
But for the amount that they're making.
But person B is like, that's not fair. How come person A pays $7?
Because they don't make that much money compared to you.
Ding, ding, ding. And how come I'm person B and I have to pay... Wait, I'm... Track that. I believe it's $70. Someone... Jasmine, get a calculator.
Do I want it to count?
No, I'm real clear. I'm real positive it's $70.
Listen, hold on.
No.
Do you want me to do it?
No. I want others to do it for me.
Okay.
Okay, let's get real. You make $1,000 and you have to pay $700 in your taxes, I would be upset as well. But my point...
True.
My point...
But what is your point?
British... Okay, and now that I'm thinking about it, 7%.
Fuck socialism.
I'm not quite sure that 7% of 1,000 is 70.
I'm doing but, fucking math. God
no,
dang it.
No,
come on.
Don't yes. the recording. Use my phone.
It's a smartphone. I can do 500 things at the same time.
Over 20 minutes ago. Will you use my phone?
Oh my goodness gracious. It's in your hands. You do it.
Times 0.07. It's $70. Okay. So that's my point.
Ow, my ear. Okay,
so person B is paying $70.
Yes.
Where person A is paying $7. And he's like, that's not fair. Where it comes into the whole argument of, like, well, he's
it
not...
It is when you pay for $20 fucking chicken sandwiches and you can afford that.
Percentage.
Because you want it.
Okay, that's how I make my money, so can we just, like, not...
I'm just saying the point of view.
Shall we read the Yelp review?
Are we allowed to?
So there's a Yelp review
so
about
this is not affiliate.
Restaurant.
No, listen, there...
I'm not saying where it's
okay,
from. I'm
don't
just
say
reading
where
the Yelp review.
Where this is. This is not
Shall I read it in a voice?
Yes, do. Story time. Ooh, story time. Cue the music for story time on Andrea. Thank you.
Good food. Only problem here is service. We felt the whole time they were rushing us. I had guests that don't speak English, so I had to help them understand the menu and order to them. The waitress did not capture the situation. And kept coming back to put in our order pretty frequently. That one of my guests felt pressured and ordered something that he didn't want. Second, she was taking the plates without asking if she could take them. We were chatting and eating slowly. One of our guests was still working on her food and she wanted to put it in a box. Will not come. Come. Since. That's actually what it says.
Well,
will not
yeah.
come. Since. It feels like they want PPL, which I guess is people.
Uh-huh. Text
Because it's too hard to write people
on a computer
to eat as fast as possible instead of enjoy. Nanny.
They are from Brazil, but maybe they don't know how to say that. I'm kidding.
My point is, I'm like 80% sure this was my table. Because I'm like,
probably.
Here's where you go. I'm your server, not a waitress. I'm your server. I come up to you and I'm like, hey, you ready to go? They're like, we're not ready. Come back in 5 minutes. I come back when I have time. I came to you because I was ready to take your damn order. You fucking give me your damn order. Then.
At least a starter.
And even the rude fuckers are like, give us a few minutes. I'm like, bitch, I will give you 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah.
You will get a long time.
I'm going to give you a long time.
But my point is, that's how our restaurant works. We try to get people out as fast as possible.
Sorry to break it for you, but that's how it works, buddies. I'm not going to a cafe and get high.
I'm going to get real honest with you. I'm like, get the fuck out.
Honesty is the best policy.
Give me your
money. Anyway, that's our new segment called Dish It LA.
Dish it, LA. That's not the theme song.
No, fine. We'll figure that one out. But you get it? It's Dish It LA, like dishing it, but it's with dishes because it's restaurant shit. Hi. Hashtag. Dish it in LA.
Dish it in LA?
Dish it.
Dish
it. D-I-S-H-I-T.
It's like D-I-S-I-H.
Because it's dishes, but then it's shit.
Dish it.
Dish it. And D-I-S-H-I-T. This is the shit, but dish it.
We just created a $1 million idea.
Don't take it from us. It's
big. Damn it. God damn it.
Damn it, man.
I need the inside of this bread some more.
Oh, you're good at that. You're very talented at that, though, I've got to say. Did that start as a child?
I also eat like this.
Like a squirrel? It's cute.
That's like how I ate it.
That reminds me of that episode with Joey on the date in Friends where she's eating the little chicken bones. Oh, you know what I mean.
Fuck no.
Yes. When he goes on the date with, double date with, pretends to be dating with Monica. And
Monica's supposed to be the sister?
Yeah. That one?
I don't remember chicken bones part of that.
Oh, I'll show you it. It's funny, but it's not so much funny.
Andrea doesn't eat the outside of bread.
Why?
That's what's the same so wrong? Thing as Joey doesn't share food.
It's not quite the same thing. Okay, so back to politics. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Hey there, ranters. It's Kev again, taking a quick minute to interrupt the ladies from their rant to talk about a few pieces of news that I forgot to let Ami know to drop on you guys before she ended the show. So I'm going to do it for her. We have launched a soft reboot of the That's Entertainment Podcast Network, the fine, fine home of this podcast. What that means is, hey, guess what? My podcast, Everything is Awesome, is finally home. It's at the mothership. We've been away for quite some time on another network, but we have returned to the great, great network of That's Entertainment, the podcast network. Everything is Awesome is a show where I sit down for 1 hour, often longer, at a time and sit down with cool and interesting people. We have awesome conversations with awesome people week in and week out on awesomepodcast.com. If you like new, interesting conversations, I guarantee you you're going to like Everything is Awesome. It is not like any other interview show you've ever listened to because I do zero research and I don't ask the proper questions. And you know what? We probably are going to talk about Wawa, the Eagles, Batman, and some other wild tangents that come up throughout the course of our conversation. So make sure you check out Everything is Awesome on the That's Entertainment Podcast Network right here on thatentertains.com/network.
Oh, the Trump Star was vandalized again this Yay. Week. That was funny. But someone took an actual pic
The best. The best footage is like someone filmed it.
They have footage of it? I didn't know that. Footage.
And there's this guy, because it's 3 a.m., and there's this guy walking down the street, like, he's like, hey, what are you doing?
I'm surprised he was...
You should, like, not do that. And then he's like, okay.
I've got to see this.
But how great is it that there's some two people dressed up like Russians to
Okay, first of all, I have no idea what the deal is, but I got to see this video. The thing it's is, hilarious. What's funny about it to me is, like, I mean, I used to live in Hollywood right there in that area. I don't know exactly where his fucking star is. I don't give a shit. But it's all in the Walk of Fame area of Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard. And everyone, I can't imagine.
Does everyone know those stars are bullshit?
Yeah, you pay for it.
You pay, like, $10,000 for it. Yeah. So, anyway, kind
of. I mean, it's still, like, part of history.
Is it?
The older ones are.
Like they still paid for it, too.
Audrey Hepburn.
She paid for hers, too.
Well, okay, I don't know if she paid for it.
Her people paid for it.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's part of PR for the old classic Hollywood. But there was at least a little nostalgia back in the day compared to what there is now. But the point is...
I need more inside of bread.
Okay, I'm going to... Don't touch the inside of the bread anymore!
I need more inside of bread.
Here, fucking...
No, I will take the remnants of...
I like how you're eating the bread more than cheese.
No, I'm eating plenty
this
of
Corbel
cheese.
This Corbel champagne is so good. I'll just drink that.
I'm still drinking my white Merlot.
It's fine. The bubbles are beautiful. They're like... Of your iridescent... What was that? You freaked me out!
The bat was attacking me.
Oh my god! Anyway, the point of the story I was making was how Hollywood Boulevard can be scary at times. No, it's just crazy fun people.
And
but
it's weird.
When they come down with a pickaxe, I can't imagine seeing that.
I would let the man do what he's doing and just walk the fuck away.
I'm surprised, like, police didn't get involved and shoot them or something.
What's
because
3 a.m.? The cops are probably like... Well, someone probably called the cops and they were like, okay, we'll be right there.
Well, it's Hollywood Boulevard, but of course. But, like, there was a stand-down the other, like, a couple months ago. I was over there and I heard about it and it was freaky. So there's things that happens over there still, but...
Ooh, look at all this bread nuggets I didn't notice before.
Wow.
Come to me.
Well, I mean, it's nice that they did that, though. Vandalized. I don't condone vandalism, but
at
the same time, it's certainly worse most hated president. It's fine.
The guy who originally smashed... The star.
Right.
And it was restored. That guy paid the bail for the second guy.
Oh, wow.
You need to see this video.
I need to see this video.
The second guy is like smashing the fuck out of it.
It's like the dwarves going on something. Hi ho.
You know what? Go ahead. Restore it.
It'll happen again.
Do it!
Wow.
Everyone hates this motherfucker.
Not everyone.
No.
The right ones do.
There was... did I have the Sean Spicer thing
yes,
in
there? Yes, okay, we're going to that next.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
Sean
Spicer.
Spicer,
piece of shit that he is.
Yes.
He's doing a book tour. And what I always say that always gives me a little bit of hope is that you can fill an arena with anyone.
True.
No matter what, you can fill an arena. Mm-hmm. You can fill a... A signing, like, so don't take that, like, look, everyone thinks that they're right, because look at all these people, I'm like, no.
No, people can pay for that, too.
People can pay for...
It's like the stars.
Things. So, he's been at, like, Barnes & Noble, signing his stupid book or whatever, I guess it's like, O.J. Simpson's If I Did It, like, If I Did Lie for the President or something, I don't know what the book is.
You know what, he totally just got, I'll have to go into this after you, but so much media shit, because he wants to be a star, that's all that is.
Well, and so he's at this book signing... And there's
fucking
footage of it,
ass.
And he's been screamed at multiple times.
Of course,
this
he is.
Time, there's like, it's not so much the attack on him that I'm thinking about. It's more the people that are in line.
Right.
The people that are so this guy, he's a black man, and he comes up and he's like, "Hey, Sean, remember me? We went to like middle school together or whatever."
Oh wow.
And Sean goes, "Oh yeah, hi." So Sean recognizes him and acknowledges him, and then the guy goes, "Yeah, you called me the N-word." Call me the N-word all the time, and he says the actual N-word. And
when they were kids. Oh shit.
And so his people, like his handlers, like get rid of the guy. But the people in line, all these like overweight, unattractive, horrible,
miserable
middle
people.
America miserable white people are just like, "Hey, that's inappropriate. That's inappropriate. And I'm just like, and here's like, yes, I just called them ugly, overweight, unattractive, because I grew up with these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And
you know
there are
about.
So many just people that are just like, if they would just be people, loving, beautiful people, then they'd be fine. But the fact that they have so much hatred and prejudice in their heart for other people,
and closed off,
and that they think that they're so much better, I'm like, I have to take you down. I have to.
No, for sure.
Because you think you're better, and it has nothing, like, I'm like, if anyone takes offense, I'm so sorry. It has nothing to do with that they're fat or overweight or that they're unattractive. It has to do with that they're ugly inside.
It reminds me of the Sarah Sanders Huckabee thing again, where people were like online saying, "Don't make fun of her, that's me."
I will make fun of that ugly fat cunt all day fucking long.
Because
she's a horrible person.
She's an ugly person in general. That's why it's making fun of her in that sense.
If she was on her hands and knees cleaning the water of Flint, I'd be like, "This is the best woman on the goddamn planet."
Exactly.
But it's she's not. She's lying for the president as her job.
And okay with it by being paid for that.
And she's basically like doing a live production of 1984, the stage musical.
Oh, not good singing. Yeah, I have to say, like, I told you that when I went to the Emmys last year, he was there.
Oh, I like how she just casually dropped that.
Okay, you know what?
And when I
we
that,
had
I
this conversation
when
before. I'm not dropping shit. I'm telling you the story.
Excuse me, here's
happened.
Your... You felt
I just listened to the
part.
Podcast from last week, and I know your little tidbit there, your old acting coach.
You dropped this
no,
on the floor.
No, I did not. I did not. I placed it there. Okay,
hey, were you in La La Land?
Right there. I'm not answering any questions from you anymore.
Nope.
If I choke on this bread, you have to save me.
Coming in.
No, but my point was that it was really fascinating and amazing to be in a room full of so many, first of all, liberals, and second of all, people in the entertainment
can
industry. Can I talk? It is so bread. I'm sorry. 2 seconds. And everyone booed him. And it was lovely. And he walked by during the break, the commercial break, an aisle, and I just thought this energy of like, oh, just grossness. Just like, you're going to do anything for any amount of money or fame. And it makes sense why you work with Trump. And that's exactly it. Okay, now I'm done. Got it? Get it? Good. Yeah. Oh, are you not speaking now? Wow, this is a salty one. I thought it was going to be a fun 10th anniversary episode of our episodes today. And now she's silent. I'm
going to watch my real friend, Eliza.
Oh, fuck off. Okay.
Not really fun.
Listen, she's funny. She's funny. Oh, you're going to play her.
Playing her. She listens to me.
She's going to make fun of you in person, too, okay? That's her job.
Tell the story.
I may or may not have been on a dating show when I first moved to LA back in 2008, 2009, maybe 2010, I forget the fucking year. And it was her show called Excused.
Eliza Schergerberger?
I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Schergerberger? Eliza Elder Millennial.
Go on Netflix. She's there.
She's funny, okay? I give power to women.
This one was cackling.
Comedians.
She was, cackling like a goat.
I'll admit it. She's gotten better over
cackling.
The years. She's gotten better. But, and I still have never seen this episode, mm-hmm. So it may not exist. It may not even be there. But if someone finds it, please let me know what episode it is.
Also,
it'd be
can
funny.
Someone send me the bitch in apartment 3? I haven't seen your episode of that. I want
to
see it.
Oh, it's on Netflix, too. Don't trust the bee in apartment 23. There's actually 2 episodes. But it's like a repeat because it was filmed.
2 episodes. You were 2 episodes, Starlight. That's good.
Can we just like support one another in what our endeavors are and like not do that to each other? It's just so lame.
I'm just saying,
so many people do that in LA and like
I'm just saying,
backstab each other instead of actually supporting each other as queens that we are and goddesses. And,
I'm
like,
just saying.
Own each other with that, you know? Your success is my success and my success is your excess.
Damn it. You might have been like in La La Land, but I was in Enchanted and you can see
yes,
my-
you were!
You can see my ponytail in United 93.
Fuck it! I want to see those scenes so bad after this.
My ponytail is so prominent.
Does it have a scrunchie? Yeah, it does! Yes!
I have a scrunchie on.
Bring back the scrunchies!
I have a
hashtag.
Scrunchie.
Hashtag! Actually, they're back. I keep seeing them all over the place. I'm like, why? Why are you wearing that? Nostalgic is great, but don't bring that back. Especially the glittery ones. Anyway.
Also.
What?
In several episodes of Law & Order, CI, and Rescue Me, I am very predominantly in the background.
I just wish that we both had an awesome scene in something like Amanda has.
Oh my god, fuck that bitch. She's a fucking meme. She doesn't even have less than 3 seconds. She's a fucking meme.
Well, I'm close to having a meme. It's the back of my back going into La La Land, but at least it's there. I'm just saying. I insist.
Of course, we love our dear friend Amanda, and we're so happy.
No, we're so happy. And anybody who
As soon as the movie comes out, I cannot wait to see it.
I think it's August 17th on Netflix, I believe. Don't quote me. We'll put it on the Instagram and social media.
We'll have a viewing.
We'll definitely have a viewing party. Absolutely. Hopefully she's here, but she may have booked something else, which of course would be amazing. So,
but the point is that she's given that look to me in real life.
Amanda?
I've seen her giving that to other people in real life. So the fact that it became a meme is very exciting.
It's amazing. You can I think you can find it, yeah, on when you're texting, it comes up too. I don't know for certain. I don't know what you would find it under, the keywords, but
certain.
Shut up! I pronounce my T's because they're fucking there.
I'm finding it.
Anyway, what else are we talking about here?
There's a new Outlander
thing. Oh my god! November.
Is that boob hanging out?
Sorry. Not like last night. Jeez.
Dude, my boobs were out and proud last night.
I'm having a good time.
They're just
You wear a corset sometime.
I love corsets.
You would look amazing in a corset, girl.
My favorite part of college was the restoration semester where we literally just wore corsets all day long and had fans.
What's
that thing we did?
Thrump. From our Walt Disney World trip with Men was there, but
Danielle
and Jazzy.
Okay, Jasmine. What are we playing?
I'll call her Jazzy from now. To all the boys. I don't know. I want to make a sequel that's to all the boys who I loved and hate now. The real true story on Lifetime.
I'm going to find it.
You will find it.
What else
on these lists? Oh, to Liza. Just got that done. No, I do want to see this Eliza show, Elder Millennial. I think she's really funny and she's successful.
I agree with her because she was born in 1983, as I said.
Yes.
And I am an exennial. I refuse to call myself a millennial. She wants to call herself an elder millennial. That's her choice.
So what's 1985? Because that was a great
year. Millennial. You're full on
motherfucker,
millennial.
Motherfucker, why? When did that come into existence?
I don't give a fuck. The point is, you're a fucking millennial. Just deal with it.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll just do what you say, man.
That's what millennials do.
No. Then I'm not a millennial. Not in my heart, anyway. No, I don't understand that when that terminology became into focus was I remember hearing about it later on when I was in, out of high school.
So many breadcrumbs on my...
You did that. That's very... It's kind of metaphor of some sort. I've left so many breadcrumbs all over the place.
The point is, technically, I am a millennial because I'm just, at the cutoff.
You're on the cusp.
Because the cusp, I'm, the cutoff. But yeah. I'm an exennial. Because here's what I say. I grew up before there was an internet.
So did I.
I know, but I'm older than you, so
by 2 years.
And I therefore have seniority. And oh,
that's
I'm
the
not
reason.
A millennial.
Why. Got it.
Before you can't say you're a millennial. Did I?
Simon says, let's play that game.
Did I return home and sleep in my parents' basement after college? Yes. The point.
I'm not judging, but can I just say, did I? No. Because I don't have a basement. You don't have basements in California.
I'm just saying, my parents' basement is very comfy. I had all the channels.
No, it sounds worse.
I did not pay rent. I had a very adorable Lhasa Apso to come and wake me up every morning, so.
It sounds like Cher from Clueless. But in the Midwest. Because she has, someone come and get her and do her thing. And,
called my parents. I'm like, Mom.
Sounds like a
give me this. I mean, Dad, give me a latte. And my dad would make me a latte every morning.
Yeah, that sounds like the life, man.
And then my dog would come down and cuddle with me.
Aw, baby.
It was the best. Oh, I miss it.
Okay, don't.
I guess I can't do it again.
No,
I could.
Don't do it.
I could.
No, you got so much ahead of you. Don't do it. Don't go back down.
Life.
You just came from there.
Life is hard.
How was that?
Life is hard.
Do you think you could actually live there again?
I'd do what I gotta do, motherfucker. If I had no choice, of course.
But you do have choices.
Yeah, but if I, if fucking revolution starts and I'm like, I guess I'm gonna go back home.
Say you want
Colorado.
Revolution.
Colorado, has NORAD, so I need
to. What?
You don't know what NORAD is?
No, I have no
idea. I'm not going to tell you then.
What the fuck is that?
Google it, bitch. I don't know what to tell
you. How do you spell that? NORAD?
No.
NORAC?
How do you spell that?
You don't know what NORAD is. I can't help you.
NORAD? It sounds like bad terminology of some sort. Like a bad skin disease or something. Yeah, you have NORAD. I'm sorry to tell you.
There's no cure.
Nora Jones comes up on the search engine. NORAD. Adrenaline?
Nope.
NORAD. How do you spell it? I put N-O-R-A-D. Aerospace Defense? North American Atlantic. Aerospace Defense Command.
Yeah, it's inside of a mountain. It's where they control absolutely everything.
Oh!
It's also, if you remember, Independence Day, he comes in on the plane and goes, they've taken out NORAD. And that's
you and Independence Day, man.
The Joint Chiefs and the Vice Presidents. So if something were to go down, they would put all the Joint Chiefs and the Vice Presidents into NORAD.
Wow. I've never known what that is.
That's why if something goes down, I'll be like, going home to live in my parents' basement. Bye.
Literally in a cave.
Let me go to the mountain now. Goodbye.
Wow.
It's in the middle of America, so there's no legitimate...
America! Missiles.
There's no missiles that could hit it, and also any planes that could get to it would be, like, intercepted.
This is, like, educational, but really harsh to listen
to. It's, like, a big deal in, like, armed forces. Like, everyone knows about NORAD.
I like how everybody knows about it.
Everybody knows about NORAD.
Wow.
NORAD.
So what about these Russians, then, with Trump? Like, we have to hide from them now? Is that, like, what you're thinking? Sorry, I went really Valley Girl, and you're like,
you
really?
Went very bad. I'm like, I can't even.
We're talking about NORAD, and it's like, what are you talking about? Because you know all those girls here, some of them.
Well,
are like
here's
that.
Here's what I'm getting.
Getting.
Russians are like, just gonna fucking do whatever they can do and whatever they can get away with. Yeah. Because they don't. Because there's so many times I've seen like an interview with like regular people who live in Russia, and they're just like. You Americans and your freedom. You're just like, you think you just like can do anything you want? Just like, you're the one, you're the assholes. Like, not us. You're the assholes. And so that's legitimately how we feel about freedom and independence and how like defensive we are about it. Yeah. That's how they are.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Flipped.
A different cultural perspective.
They're like, you think you're special? You're not special. Why are you special? You're just a fucking bunch of
sounds like
flesh and muscles like the rest of us. You're not special.
Sounds like a cousin that's really fucking jealous of like Christmas time or Thanksgiving.
But it's almost like a
polar opposite.
Polar
yeah,
opposite
yeah, yeah, yeah.
of it as how indignant we are.
Right.
Like how dare you fucking tell me? How dare you step on my freedoms? How dare you do?
Right.
They're like, how dare you think you deserve freedom? Mm. How dare you think? That you are the one who is, like, you can say what to do with your life.
I like your accents, by the way.
You thank
you. I love these dialects you're coming up with. It's great.
But that's, it's almost like, of course, this is, like, a vast generalization, but it's just, that's
well, of course,
how, from interviews and things, it's just kind of like.
The cultural differences and, like, the perspectives.
And it's like,
all.
Oh, you think your president should not lie to you? You think you're special?
Yeah.
He's a politician. What do you expect?
What do you expect?
What do you expect? Oh, you put all of your personal information on the internet and you think someone won't take advantage of that?
You see Russia from Alaska and you don't think about that?
Well, it's just kind of like, you give out all your information and freely because you want to share pictures of your friends and then someone takes advantage of that and then you're mad at them? You're the one who put all the information out there.
Yeah, well, that definitely...
It's your fault.
That definitely is your fault.
It's your fault. And then you blame us for taking advantage of it? The problem is you. You see, that's what they do. That's what they do.
They manipulate.
They manipulate and they gaslight and they're... And we're just like, but I just wanted to see cat photos. But... I just want to see pictures of my friends' babies.
Puppy love.
Oh, I want some puppies. And then you don't realize, because... One of the things John Oliver on his show last week, he was talking about how I was thinking, like, how does Facebook have billions and billions and billions of dollars? I don't pay Facebook.
Mm-mm.
It's a free service.
Mm-hmm.
So I get on Facebook.
Advertisement and cheat.
Absolutely mm-hmm. everything. And so we sold our souls in order to...
Be popular,
be connected, and yeah. get likes, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
No, it's a such an interesting
so
time.
So it's really
we
interesting
live
to
in.
Think about the Russian
it's just so funny, too, because I remember growing up hearing the stories my parents went through of, like, the whole Russian scare back in the day, you know, Cold War aspect of just like, they were making bunkers to make sure and listen that. Red Dawn type of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
It was all fucking, they didn't do shit.
Oh, of course.
They were never going to do shit.
It was all. I'm just saying, though, it's but funny that's that. My point. But it's funny, but funny that how many decades later we're doing another Russian scare with actual.
They're dickless. Things. They would never actually attack the United States because they would be so fucking fucked if they did.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's not even about attacking of that. It's just, well, I mean, now they could, but it's cyber-wise, like cyber war.
And so they're getting away with whatever they can get away with, and we're letting them.
Right.
And well, they're just, like, gleeful as fuck with what's happening now.
It's kind of like the old days of all the historical fights of, like, Egypt and Babylonian and, like, the Mongolia. Just, like, people are going to fight for what they want and fight hard the way they can.
What are you talking about?
Peace on earth and goodwill to men, man.
Okay.
I believe in world peace.
And world peace. You're going. Can we cue that clip of Miss Congeniality where she's like,
penalties for parole violators, yes. Dan. and world peace.
Yay!
I believe April 25th is the best date because it's so
not too hot
and not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
Such a good movie. And so true.
So good.
What's his name came into the restaurant one time? He was so hot.
If you say William Shatner.
I meant hot.
Fuck out of my apartment.
Did you get my email, by the way, about the game show that they want trackies?
What? No. No, I got your email about this.
I was like, we should go on that.
Holy shit, did I not see this?
I just said it before I came over. But it'd be a lot of fun to do that with you.
Something ate my Star Trek bag. There's holes in it.
What? Where the fuck did that come from? I was like, where did it go? Did you lose it or did something eat it?
Over there.
I don't want to touch that thing. It might be some like alien thing coming through.
It was like holes in it, and I don't know what.
Moths? Do you have moths? Maybe moths ate it, like mutant moths of some sort.
Maybe.
Jesus.
But I can't take it out in public anymore.
Oh, I'll take it off your hands if you don't want it no more.
It has holes.
What kind of holes? How big are the holes?
Look at it. It's right over there.
I don't even.
It's under the desk. It's right there.
Is something going to eat me now?
It's under the desk.
Right here? Oh, I see it. Okay. Oh, my God.
Do you see the little holes?
What the fuck?
What are they from? What are they from?
Alien worms?
See that? What are these from? I don't understand.
Wait, you're telling me that something ate through
something
this?
Something ate through
you
them.
You didn't, like, puncture holes
no,
in this through, like, something
I didn't.
In your
I did
car
not.
Or anything?
I did not. It has been here. Because it has on my screeners.
Oh, your sex
from
screeners.
My dad.
Yeah. I still have some of yours I didn't come back with. Sorry.
But, like, what caused that?
I don't. That's not a. Because the material is, like, plastic.
But look,
leather
there's
or something.
Holes.
It looks like you caught it on something, but yeah, that's really weird.
Thank you! I'm like, it's fucking aliens, and it's only this part. It's not this.
I don't know either. That's funny.
Take a picture and send it to me.
Well, we're recording on my phone right now. We can't do that.
Like, and now I can't wear it, because there's holes.
You can still wear it. It just might, you know, eat into your skin, but that's okay.
I don't know what did it.
I don't know either. That's really strange. I've never seen.
I don't.
It doesn't
know
look
what
like a creature
look,
ate
it's like
it.
A like someone poked.
No, it
a
looks
hole.
Like something. Yeah, someone poked through
but
it.
But nobody did that.
The pencil or pen or something.
Maybe it's like.
Connect the dots and see if there's a message.
No, in Battlestar Galactica, there's like dots and they make. Oh my god! Maybe they're dots. Oh my god.
What?
Maybe it's a
song. Are the Borg coming?
No, okay, first of all, they're the Cylons.
I know the difference of the shows. I'm just saying because it's a fucking
no,
Star Trek bag.
Because Starbuck, she has a song, and her song, her father, who happened to be one of the Cylons.
Those notes now?
Teaches it, and it's like, do-do-do, and it's like all along the watchtower, and that's the song that all the Cylons hear in order to activate them. So maybe this is do-do, do-do-do. Do, 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 do.
People are going to think we're crazy. I'm not talking like this. This you holds guys, my legs and there's music guys, coming out of it.
My sight.
We'll take a photo.
My sight reading right there was on point.
See, I can't sight read. I never learned. I'm not a true musician. Some people say that. I'm like, you know what? I don't need to because I'm.
Can you put this back?
You put it back.
You put it back.
Okay, there. No. Oh my goodness gracious, put it back balls of fire.
Put it back nice.
I did.
Okay, anyway, so we need to watch 9 to 5, and we need to get the reboot happening, and...
They're making a sequel.
It's a sequel, not a reboot.
No, it's a sequel. And they're going to be in it, as, like, the grandmother's...
Damn straight. My boobs are out.
Well, boobies.
Well.
Okay, so, how many indictments are there?
I don't know.
We're not talking about... Okay, it's more fun. Okay, fine.
That's why I'm like, it's so quiet.
So
I haven't
quiet.
Heard anything in a long time. And all the fucking shows are off the air. Like, John Oliver came on this week. Thank you.
I hate that. They need to choose...
You're not allowed to get off the air.
Exactly. They need to choose which weeks or months that these certain people get to get off the air and others stay on so we can cover shit.
Never.
You broke it. Nope, there you go.
Damn it.
Okay. Well, the last and not least, talking about millennials, Huffington Post just recently had a... article that millennials are now drinking so much wine these days that they're changing the way it's distributed. Shut up. Distributed. There we go.
How is it distributed?
I can't speak tonight. The Tasting Room is a new movie pass type of app for wine lovers. It's a monthly wine membership. I just found this out. I know you had a wine membership for a while.
No, right? I just bought like a box of wine.
Well, this one, apparently, you can, like, do tastings and have them come, and it's, like, $10 to $30 per month, just depending on what you want. But I just like the idea of having to try different wines from around the world instead of, like,
one thing. Yeah, I'm just going to drink wine, Rilla.
Yeah, I know you are. That's your thing. But I like the fact that, like, our generation is changing the industry aspect, you know?
Industry.
Whatever
will become.
So, are you rehearsing for your audition?
Do not know what my song is from?
No.
You never saw Beaches?
Oh, yes.
Oh, the musical? Industry. Whatever will become.
I need to watch that one again. We need to add that to the list. Because I haven't seen that for years.
Beaches.
For good reasons.
That's because she does an off-Broadway production, and she plays this, like, robot person. And it's like...
Bette Midler. Fucking love Bette Midler. No, it's a hard one to watch because my mom loved that movie, so we watched it together. What?
Why you want to make a sad movie?
I'm not making
more
it sad.
By...
Because it's a sad goddamn movie. Wind Beneath My Wings was like my mom's favorite song, which I sang to her. But it's a beautiful film. And did they make it into a musical?
They did, and my friend from childhood started it as... Ooh. Not Bette Midler, the other one.
Oh, it was Barbara Hershey's part?
It wasn't in New York. It was, like, in D.C. or something like
that. Okay. That's cool, though. Like, I would like to try to see that.
I love it when people I grew up with are, like, starring on Broadway, and Carol King gives them a hug.
Okay. So you want to talk about that?
I'm happy! I'm
no,
happy.
I know you are! It is a really amazing thing.
But it's also,
thing.
Like... Da, 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 da.
Well, it's just reality of what life can bring. We all have the capacity of doing that. And going there.
Yeah, if you're really pretty. But anyways, moving on!
Okay, we'll talk about that later. I want more bubbles. okay, you were talking to me that you saw Robin Williams, the documentary. Talking about crying, but, like, was it really good? I've heard only great things about it.
No one really has died in my life. Like a big, like, yeah. I had my grandfather die, and I had, like, but no one's, like, I've been
really
very,
close,
very
like,
blessed.
Immediate.
I've been
right.
very blessed, and no one has right. really died, so I've never really had, like a loss or a sadness or where I'm like heaving, crying type
yeah.
thing. I'm not gonna lie, watching this documentary, I was heaving.
Yeah.
Heaving.
I can understand.
Sobbing. Crying. Yeah. Because he's just watch it. It just shows he's just such a wonderful soul and...
An artist and human being.
Was he? I'm not 100% sure he was.
An artist?
A human being. Because he was just kind of like, firing in all different synapses that the rest of us weren't. And my one thing that I always... A documentary made me change this thought, but I basically, for a while, was like, we live in a world where Robin Williams killed himself.
Yeah.
Fuck this world.
Right.
You know, like, we could make it bearable for him. And that's not really what it was. There was something wrong with his brain and his chemistry.
Right, right. Chemistry and he had Parkinson's mental illness disease. And stuff. Yeah. I didn't know he had Parkinson's
disease. Yeah, he was diagnosed with Parkinson.
Yeah, I never knew that.
And that was right before. And so people who were closest to him were saying that towards the end he wasn't connecting.
He wasn't connecting, okay.
There was something off.
That makes sense.
So that I understand. But it's just also like he just gave us so much and we just couldn't give him...
Yeah.
Happiness.
No, he gave so much in his art. I mean, I've had so many... I never, unfortunately, ever had the chance to meet him. I've been close with people who have. Like, my godmother actually was in a comedy class with him back in the...
It's still recording.
What? Yes, it is.
Oh, sorry. Continue.
I was having a moment, man. I'm kidding. No, it's like, she was a comedian back in L.A. in the 70s. And had class with him. And, I just can't imagine, I mean, we have people in our lives, we all have people in our lives here in L.A. or from New York or whatnot, where the artists become somebody that we know of in a bigger sense. Mm-hmm. And I think it's phenomenal. We always have those memories back when they weren't those people, quote, unquote, right? Mm-hmm. But she just had great things to always say about him, which was great to hear mm-hmm. before all this happened. And then I think it was a year or two before... he passed away. He surprisingly just walked into iOS to improv on Over Hollywood.
Oh my god.
Which was a tiny little theater. Yeah. If you've been there, you've been there. And he got to play improv with, at the time, some of my friends there. And I wasn't there that night. I was so mad at myself for not going. Because my gut said, go tonight. And I was like, no, something happened. I was not able to get there. But the fact that they just got to play a small, intimate setting with him on the improv stage. Die. Yeah, I know. I don't even do improv, and I would have died just to be there to support that. So it was really cool to hear about the stories that they experienced with that, with him. But, and with love and light, you know?
And now on that sad note.
No! Don't go to bed. There's more bread.
Don't go to bed. There's bread.
There's bread to be
had. Don't
you
go to bed.
Don't go to bed. There's bread.
The bread. Come to me. Come to me. I tell you the story of the bread.
I like your aspect of that than hers.
All right, stop talking shit. I'm watching Eliza.
Eliza.
You do what you do. I'm watching Eliza.
It's of you. He's terrified.
You're in this together with me. You can't leave.
I'm watching a party.
I'm in your apartment. Can we just end this on a positive note since it's our 10th episode and you don't
Happy
care?
Happy 10th anniversary.
Happy 10th. Yeah. I want some more not vino, but bubbles. You're not drinking your bubbles. I'm going to take your bubbles.
Hey.
My bubbles, bubbles.
Bubbles.
Alrighty.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for coming in on our 10th episode. I'm very proud of and happy.
10-10 wins. That's a New York reference.
What?
10-10 wins.
10-10 wins?
Yeah, it's a New York reference.
What does that mean? I'm not New Yorker, sorry.
I'm working on my dialect. No, and you can find out.
Just like Nora.
Big up to Brooklyn.
Hey there, Ranners. It's Kev interrupting the show one final time to share another piece of news that I forgot to tell Ami about, and that is the Patreon for The Ladies Who Rant. You can go to patreon.com/thatentertains and support The Ladies Who Rant along with the rest of the That's Entertainment Podcast Network shows as little as $2 a month. You can give up a cup of coffee and still come out on top by subscribing for $2 a month. That subscription gets you at base level a thank you on our page and also a thank you on each and every That's Entertainment Podcast Network show, including your favorite show starring The Ladies Who Rant. From there, you can get early access to exclusive content, to swag, and so much more. Go on to patreon.com/thatentertains. That's again, patreon.com/thatentertains to find out how you can help not only The Ladies Who Rant, but the entire That's Entertainment Podcast Network grow. This network is set up to be an inclusive, welcoming voice to podcasters, listeners, readers, subscribers, anyone of all kinds. We want to be the platform for unique voices that are not out there right now, and we can only do that with you guys.
These podcasts are creator-owned and fan-supported. Fan-supported. That's very important. With your subscription dollars, we can help the network cover hosting fees, advertising fees, and all the other fees that come along with running a podcasting network. From there, we can help shows like The Ladies Who Rant upgrade their recording equipment so they have higher quality sound, so that they can do more exclusive content for Patreon users, so they can do more content for everybody. We eventually want to be able to even help these shows perform live, not only in their home city, but going on tours and performing in cities where you want these ladies to perform. So please check out the Patreon at patreon.com/thatentertains to see how you can support The Ladies Who Rant and the rest of the That's Entertainment Podcast Network. Back to the ladies.
All right. Somebody clue me in because I'm not clued in. People are like,
big up to the Upper East Side, 90th and 1st.
Yeah, the whole grid system, I still don't know.
It's called a grid. What's not to get?
You are just not okay right now. Calm it down, lady. Put your boob back in your shirt. Ha ha, made you laugh.
I'm allowed to feed my child. I have no child.
Your soul child.
I should be like, I am protesting women not being allowed to breastfeed in public by just for showing my boob.
No, and okay, and
I will show my boob.
And never mind. And that down there too. Now, there was a lady who breastfed while she walked the catwalk recently. And it was awesome and a beautiful photo. And she's gorgeous, of course. And, like, it was just amazing to see the mother doing what she should be doing with her child and doing her life, too, as a model.
To any piece of shit man or sad, sad woman who is against it, might I say to you, you were a baby once.
And you sucked a titty.
You sucked a titty.
And it was a mighty good titty because you grew.
And unfortunately, if you could not suck a titty, it was the mom's fault. They had to do the formula. But my point is...
Yes, what's the point?
It's a fucking child who needs to eat.
No, you should just put him in a cage. That's how we do that now.
Oh, why did you get up? Now I'm all sad.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying these real things that are happening in the world.
Okay, now I'm really watching.
Okay, fine. Thank you for joining. We'll see you next week on Ladies Who Rant, 11th episode. Ooh, that's a lucky number. Bye!
That's Entertainment Podcast Network. Entertainment and culture. Artist owned. Fan supported.